Well, being in jail wasn't how I wanted to spend the first part of my 18th birthday. That's kind of what saved me from getting in more trouble, though. I committed the crime a few hours before midnight, so they had to be more lenient with me. Besides, the juvenile facility is packed to overflowing, so they let me off with house arrest for a few months. I just have to wear this stupid leg thing that entire time. Just look at this thing. It doesn't go with anything in my wardrobe. Oh, thanks for picking me up, though. They wouldn't let me go home on my own since they technically had to treat me as a minor still. Mom and Dad weren't available, which I'm actually pretty happy about. I'll still need to deal with them when they get back from vacation. But as always, my big brother was there to literally bail me out. Oh, this thing on my neck? Oh, that's nothing. Just the latest fashion statement among kids these days. Okay, fine. It's something the court is making me wear, along with a tracking bracelet on my leg. It shocks me if I tell a lie. It's new. It's how they were able to release me so fast, because I agreed to try it out. It didn't help that I lied to the police and was lying to the judge. I probably would have been let off with a warning otherwise. But I do have a history of being less than truthful. This counts as therapy at the same time. If I get shocked every time I lie, then they think I will stop lying. Wow. That felt kind of good. Not just because it was the truth. This thing also releases endorphins when I do tell the truth. So I get punished for lying and rewarded for the truth. In fact, there's still a low-level shock after each sap until I do tell the truth. So, you're kind of compelled to correct every lie. The more I think about it, the more I'm wondering if I shouldn't have just chosen the juvenile's facility. But anyway, thanks for picking me up. They let me shower at the jail before I left, but I'm still wearing the same clothes that I wore last night. So, would you mind leaving my bedroom? I'm going to take a nice long shower. And I definitely don't want my brother to see me get undressed. Ow! Let me rephrase that. I have zero desire for you to see me naked. Oh! Oh! Damn this thing! Fine. I am not necessarily opposed to showing my body naked to my brother. There we go. The shock stopped and the endorphins started. Oh, sorry. I'm sorry about that little revelation about me. I might be a little bit of an exhibitionist. Obviously. You know your little sister has more than a small amount of naughtiness to her. But my thoughts about you don't extend beyond maybe wanting you to see me naked. Stop shocking me, you stupid piece of shit! I don't have any more perverted thoughts about my big brother. No, I am not being shocked. I always look like this. Fuck. Okay, I am being shocked, and I might want to do more with my brother than just let him see me naked. But not much more. Ow! Oh, damn it. I almost had it there. Ah. I shouldn't have added on the last part. It may go substantially beyond having you just see me naked. Oh god, this is embarrassing. I was better off in jail. Because this color is evil. Not just because it shocks me all of the fucking time, but because it is completely making me misrepresent my true feelings about all of this. Ow, ow, fuck. You son of a bitch. Fine. It's completely accurate. The color does not lie, even though I keep trying to. Maybe I could fool Mom, Dad, and you with my lies, but I can't fool this thing. So, you should probably go now. We can just forget that any of this just happened. I really need to change and shower again. Oh, stop it with the shocks already. Oh, I hate this thing. But I need you to go, because as embarrassing as this is, I'm going to masturbate furiously as soon as you go. But not to you. Fuck. Okay, maybe to you? Just a little. Oh, a lot. It will be entirely to you, but it's not like I want you to hear it, that, let alone watch it. Oh. Whatever. Whatever. Maybe I wanted you to hear that. Just to see your reaction. And if you watched, I wouldn't be entirely opposed. God. This escalated so fast. Maybe you could just drive me back to the court and have them put me into jail? I'm afraid of what might happen if I stay here. Okay. I am not afraid of what might happen if I stay here. Oh, damn it. Damn it. I'm both afraid of what might happen, but also afraid it might not happen. I mean, not sex, of course. Ouch! Oh, oh, damn it. No, you stupid caller. I cannot have sex with my brother. Oh, I shouldn't have sex with my brother, but there's technically nothing physically stopping me from doing so. We could have sex if you wanted, but I don't want... Please let me finish the fucking sentence before you shock me. What the fuck? I may kind of want to have sex with you, but only because you're available right now. Damn it. Because you're my big brother, I have a thing for you, and the entire incest thing kind of intrigues me, because I'm such a bad girl. It's not like I'm a virgin anyways. Okay, I technically haven't had sex before. I know, I like to act like I know all about boys and girls, but I've never done anything more than a hand job. It's up to you now. I'm counting on you to be responsible. I need you to say that you aren't going to have sex with me. Oh, okay. I really need you to fuck me right now. I know I'm your sister. And a bit of a brat sometimes. I'm a troublemaker, but if you have sex with me, I'm sure it will be incredible, and I'm really, really eager to try to please you sexually. But just to be clear, I'll completely understand if you don't want to have sex with me. Oh, I won't understand. Yes, I'm your sister. I'm still a girl. I'm attractive. I'm I'm pouring out my heart to you and can't lie about not wanting this. That should outweigh the incest taboo in my head. Sex with your little sister is still sex with someone. I don't need it to be any more than that. Oh, great. I do want it to be more than that. I want me being your sister to be a factor in all of this. I want it to be more than just mindless sex. I want my big brother to fuck me. But I also want him to make love to me. I'll take off my clothes. I'm hoping this will help seal the deal with you. You haven't left yet, and you could have done so long ago. On the other hand, you haven't really given me any encouragement in this. Not like with everything else in my life. You've always been there for me. To be my biggest supporter. Maybe that's why I want you to be my lover so much. It's turning me on so much to have you watch me as I get undressed. You're seeing me in just my bra and panties now. Which is far more than you should be seeing. But I keep going. Undoing the clasp on my bra and pulling it off. Then I look at you as you look at my breasts. Desperately hoping that you'll like them. That they make you lust for me even more. Then the panties are next. I slip them off. Or at least I try to. But they get caught in the stupid thing around my ankle. I thought that would be the worst part of my punishment. But the collar is, at the same time. It's possibly leading to something I always wanted. Now I'm naked, big brother. Well, except for this thing on my leg and the collar. But they don't cover any of the good parts. Without the ability to lie, I feel more naked than I ever have before, really. You're still here. You could have left. Told me to stop. But you aren't naked like me either. So I'll work with the momentum I have going and start taking your clothes off too. Just tell me if you want me to stop. I would never make you do anything that you don't want to do. Oh, okay. I would totally rape you if I had to, and if I could, if it was the only way I could ever have you, I'd try to do it, but you're bigger than me, and stronger. If anything, you're more likely to be the one raping me, except I would never want, well, let's just stop there before I get shocked again. I don't think anyone will end up being forced to do anything they don't want to do today. You're naked now. And very, very hard. You may not be saying anything with your mouth, but your cock gets your feelings across just as well as anything you could say. I'll take your hand now and try to lead you towards my bed, hoping that you'll follow. And you do. Just the feel of your hand from mine is doing things to me. And we're going to be doing so much more soon. I let go of your hand and lay down on my bed now. It's up to you to get on top of me. You could just leave now. But that would be cruel. It's not what you want either. It's definitely not what I want. I want you on top of me. And in me. You're getting on top of me. I'm so nervous. More nervous than I was in court. But, do you have a condom? Really? I can't let you do this without a condom. Okay, I can. But you know you can't come in me then. For obvious reasons. We can have sex, but the smart thing to do is for you to pull out before you come. I feel like I should have done more for you before now. A hand job or a blow job or something, but you're more than hard enough. And me? I am so wet. Most of it is just being around you and all the things I said. The endorphins released when I told the truth helps too. So, when the tip of your cock finds my pussy, it also finds me so wet and ready for you. I'm scared of what we're about to do, but I'm also scared that you might change your mind at the last moment. But we're not quite at the point of no return yet. Put it in me. Put it into me. Just a little. Oh, there. Oh, that's the point where there's no going back from. If you take my virginity, then we're committed to this. Then you've deflowered your little sister. But do it, please. Take my virginity, big brother. Take me. Oh, fuck. We're doing it. You put it all the way inside of me. This is officially the most messed up thing I've ever done, but at the same time, the most beautiful. I've done a lot of bad things before, but never anything that felt so right. Wait, before you start moving too much, look down at me. Look your little sister in the face as you fuck her. I want to see my face clearly and to see yours. I want to see what this means to me, and I want to see what my body is doing for you. Good. Now fuck me. Even as a virgin, feels so good, so fast. Oh, your cock glides in and out of my tight, wet pussy, and it feels better each time you put it back in. If you feel any hesitation, that it's your sister's pussy you're fucking, I don't notice it. All I notice is your body moving on top of mine. And against mine. Oh, and your cock filling up my pussy. Oh, keep looking at me. Keep looking at your sister's pretty, lustful face. But also look down between us, past my heaving chest. Look down to where your cock is thrusting in and out of me. It shouldn't be in me, but it is. Oh, we're doing something so wrong, but it feels so right. Now, look back at me. I need your eyes looking into mine. That connection is just as important to me as the one between your cock and my pussy. I love how you see me as far more than just your sister now. As a woman. As a lover. An object of lust. But still your sister. So good. This is far better than what I've done alone to myself. Most of the time, I was thinking of you anyway when I did it, and thinking about how this could never really happen. But it is. We're making love, and we're going to have orgasms. But don't come in me. You can't come in me. Oh, sorry, did you feel that too? Your body's part of mine now, so you feel the shocks. But it doesn't stop you. You even feel the secondary shocks because I haven't corrected the lie. You physically could come in me. There's nothing to stop you but common sense, which you have far more of than me. Well, except for deciding to fuck. But you know, you shouldn't come at me. I certainly don't want you to. Damn it. I do want it. I don't want to hold anything back from you. Or from me. I want to let you come in me. And to feel your cum deep inside of me. Because that's part of the experience of sex. But I need you to be the smart one here. I'll never forgive you if you come in me. You fuck. It's impossible to lie. The truth is that I'll never forgive you if you do pull out. If you don't come in me, that our making love won't be complete. I will feel like you rejected me every bit as much as if you had just walked out of the room when I first started talking about sex. I do want you to come in me. It's not like I want to get pregnant with your baby or anything. Oh, come on. At least let me get by with that little lie. Fine. I totally want your baby. I won't be truly content until I feel your baby growing inside of me, even as you continue to fuck me as I'm pregnant. Your love and your baby might finally make me stop being such a bad girl. We're so close. And you haven't pulled out yet. I don't think you're going to. Oh, that both terrifies me and thrills me. I love that you're doing it against our better judgment, but in fulfillment of my deepest wish. And I love that you're doing what you want, even if it's also what I want. I wrap my legs around you to hold you closer and tighter. You could still pull away and pull out, but you won't. You wouldn't do that to me right now, would you? It's better to risk impregnating me than to break my heart like that. But it's too late now. Because you're too close. Because we're too close. I can't fight it anymore. Especially as you bury your cock in me one last time. And your hot cum spills deep inside of me. That it's all done with, I can honestly say that it was horrible. Oh, I really hope that I'm not pregnant. Oh, I really, really hate this color. I am so totally not in love with my big brother right now. Oh, stop laughing at your poor little sister. Because she loves sex with you and wants to be pregnant with your baby, and she loves you far more than she should. There. Now, if you're ready, you better fuck me again before I shock myself to death.